It's the Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast, and joining us this morning, the Mayor of Coffs Harbour, Denise Knight. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Moffy, and another beautiful day in paradise. Mm. I think I sent you a photo of the sunrise.
Yeah, how good is that?
It is so beautiful. I love this time of the year, and I like September.
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
time to be here.
There's so many great pictures you can get as well around the Coffs Coast, with the sunrises and sunsets. It's just stunning.
Yeah, we're so blessed.
We are.
But anyway, business.
Look, it's a shocking story coming out of New Zealand on Friday afternoon. And one thing I've found, Denise, is a lot of people locally as well have really felt an impact on this one.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they are, they're our neighbours, and it's just been a very, very horrible state of affairs. So council are offering our community now the opportunity to pay their respects to the communities in Christchurch, and we're going to do it down at the Botanic Gardens. We thought it was a great place to have it. Mm-hmm. So a space has been set aside down there for the community members to lay tributes if they want to take a quiet moment to reflect. And we'll probably start doing that on Harmony Day, which is part of our inclusiveness in Coffs. So as you go past where the canteen is on the left-hand side, if you just slip around the corner on the left-hand side, there's a flower bed, and we'll have a rock with a plaque. But we're also planting a tree. So anyone that wants to go, we're only just moving on it now. So it's not quite ready yet, but it will be. So we're hoping that we'll be able to have it ready by Harmony Day. So anyone that is coming down to Harmony Day, or even if you don't want to go to Harmony Day, just come into the Botanic Gardens and just have a moment of silence and just reflect, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, it's been just really horrible. And I saw a tweet from Russell Crowe about people in Grafton and what a wonderful place Grafton is, and Grafton should not be blamed for any of this. And I'm inclined to agree with him. But look, it's going to be there, and it's at the Botanic Gardens. We thought it was the perfect place, actually.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I've noticed the work has started at City Square for these upgrades.
Yeah, look, we've got some contractors there, QMC Group. They've been appointed to do the $2.5 million City Square revitalisation project. And it's been funded through what we call the SRV, which is a special rate variation, which is paid by the property owners in the CBD. So not all of the rate payers in the LGA have had that special rate variation increase, just the property owners. So it looks like it's going to be great. So some of the key elements that we're doing down there will include CCTV security, contemporary lighting, event power supplies, new paving, 13 large cafe umbrellas to replace the existing arbors because they were sort of all falling apart, new public seating, communal tables, so that you can share your dining experience. I know that when I was in Vancouver, they have these outdoor areas where they say, do not sit with your friends, make a new friend.
Okay.
And I thought, what a grand idea. Mm. Not that we're doing that, but it is about, you know, caring and sharing. So, look, that's all just about ready to go. Mama Goto's has moved. It has not been wiped off and moved, you know, out of town. It's only relocated to another kiosk. So this is fantastic. We've got a new CBD Master Plan Committee, and our first meeting is this afternoon. So we'll get together and we're going to talk about how we can move this forward. We sort of got stuck a bit last year. The committee couldn't decide on a lot of things, but this new committee looks like they're invigorated and we're good to go.
Lovely. Tell us about West Coffs Park.
Look, this is another great thing that we're doing. So we've got about $1 million developer contributions, which are when a developer decides to do something, he's got to provide money for either him to do something or us to do something. Mm-hmm. So we've started doing work on a new park at West Coffs, and it looks amazing on the plan. So we consulted with Naranga Kids.
Yep.
Sorry, I shouldn't say that. Students from Naranga School. And they said, we said to them, so what do you want? What do you think a park should be made of? And they said, okay, so we want a place where we can walk our dogs on the leash, off the leash. Tick, we've done that. Another area for big dogs, small dogs. Tick, done that. Play equipment. They want, you know, like a bubbler, they want amenities, they want tables and chairs to sit on so they can have their lunch, the barbecue areas, cycleways. So there's a whole lot of things that they wanted, which actually come under the strategy anyway of having a community park. So that was really easy to do. So we got some money from the government, which was great, the New South Wales government. So tick, tick, tick. And off we go. This is good for West Coast.
Just before we go, the other day I saw you down there as well. We were down at the men's shed in Howard Street, and I've never actually been down there myself. I only spoken to a lot of the blokes about some of the great work that they do, but it is incredible down there.
Aren't they a great bunch of blokes? And I know we had a sausage sizzle. I had two.
Oh.
And you're actually allowed to put the onion on top of the sausage.
Can I tell you, that's the best sausage sizzle I've had for a long time. We've got an election on Saturday. It's going to be a big bar for them to try and live up to at the elections.
Yeah, and it's a shame I'm not going to be here. I have already voted. I will be in Queensland, but that's the thing I'm going to miss is the sausage sizzle.
Mm.
But look, these guys are amazing. They get down there. They make all sorts of great stuff. But it isn't just about that. It's also about mental health.
Mm.
It's about networking and making some new friends. And I did notice that about a year ago when I went down there, and I go down reasonably frequently, they had a yellow line at the door where women could not cross over. Well, did I give them some stick? So when I went there yesterday, the yellow line isn't there.
Mm.
They've taken the yellow line off. But look, they're a great bunch of blokes. Anyone that wants to go down there, have a talk to them. They're always up for a cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Denise, enjoy your time in Queensland. Say hi to the family, and we'll chat next week.
I will. And don't forget, Harmony Day's coming up. So we want a lot of people down at Harmony Day. Great food, great entertainment. Take a rug and a hat and some water and some sunscreen. Sit down and just breathe in the atmosphere.
Look forward to it. Denise Knight joining us this morning, the Mayor of Coffs Harbour. This is the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.